The 1966 coup in Ghana. The 1966 coup in Ghana marked a pivotal moment in the country's history, leading to significant political and social changes. To understand the events of the coup, it is essential to delve into the background of Ghana at the time, the key actors involved, the causes and motivations behind the coup, and its aftermath. Background. Ghana, formerly known as the Gold Coast, gained independence from British colonial rule in 1957 under the leadership of Kwame Nkrumah, who became the country's first prime minister and later its president. Nkrumah's government pursued an ambitious agenda of social and economic development, focusing on industrialization, education, and health care. However, his regime also faced challenges, including economic difficulties, political opposition, and allegations of authoritarianism. Key actors. The 1966 coup in Ghana was led by a group of military officers known as the National Liberation Council, the NLC. The most prominent figures in the coup were General Emmanuel Kotoka, Major Akwesi Ifeifah, Lieutenant General Joseph Ankrah, and Lieutenant Colonel Emmanuel Kwesi. These officers were dissatisfied with Nkrumah's leadership and perceived corruption within his government. The causes and motivations of the coup. Several factors contributed to the ousting of Nkrumah and the subsequent coup. They include economic challenges. Despite Nkrumah's efforts to promote economic development, Ghana faced serious economic problems, including high inflation, budgets, deficits, and a decline in export revenues. These economic difficulties eroded public confidence in the government and fueled discontent among the military and civilian population. Political repression. Nkrumah's regime was accused of suppressing political dissent and undermining democratic institutions. Opposition parties were banned, and critics of the government were often arrested and detained without trial. This authoritarian approach alienated many segments of Ghanaian society and contributed to growing opposition to Nkrumah's rule. Allegations of corruption. Nkrumah's government was also criticized for corruption and mismanagement of state resources. There were allegations of nepotism, embezzlement, and favoritism within the ruling party, which further undermined public trust in the government and fueled resentment among the military and civilian population. External pressures. Nkrumah's close ties to socialist and communist countries, as well as his support for anti-colonial movements in Africa, drew criticism from Western powers, particularly the United States and the United Kingdom. These powers viewed Nkrumah's regime as a threat to their interest in the region and allegedly supported opposition groups within Ghana. The motivations behind the coup were varied, but some common themes emerged. The military officers who led the coup saw themselves as patriots and believed that they were acting in the best interest of the country. They were concerned about the direction in which Ghana was heading under Nkrumah's leadership and sought to restore stability, democracy, and good governance. The coup. On February 24, 1966, while Nkrumah was on a state visit to China, the military officers of the National Liberation Council seized power in a bloodless coup. The coup plotters justified their actions by citing the need to restore democracy, eliminate corruption, and address the country's economic challenges. Nkrumah's government was dissolved and he was declared persona non grata, effectively exiling him from Ghana. The aftermath. The aftermath of the coup saw the establishment of the National Liberation Council as the ruling authority in Ghana. The NLC promised to restore democracy, improve governance, and revive the economy. However, the military-led government faced challenges in fulfilling these promises as a struggle to manage the country's complex socio-economic problems. The NLC initiated several reforms, including the dismantling of Nkrumah's socialist policies, the liberalization of the economy, and the restoration of political freedoms. However, these reforms were not universally popular, and the NLC faced opposition from various quarters, including Nkrumah loyalists, leftist groups, and marginalized communities. In 1969, the NLC handed over power to a civilian government led by Dr. Kofi Buzia, marking Ghana's return to civilian rule. However, the legacy of the 1966 coup continued to shape Ghana's politics and society for years to come, with subsequent governments grappling with the legacies of authoritarianism, corruption, and economic instability. The 1966 coup in Ghana, which ousted President Kwame Nkrumah, had profound impacts on the nation, spanning political, economic, and social spheres. This event marked a significant turning point in Ghana's history, shaping its trajectory for decades to come. Politically, the coup destabilized Ghana's democratic institutions and set a precedent for military intervention in governance. Kwame Nkrumah, Ghana's first president and a prominent figure in the Pan-Africanist movement, was overthrown while he was on a state visit to China. His removal from power signaled the end of an era characterized by Nkrumah's charismatic leadership and his vision of African unity and self-reliance. The coup ushered in a period of political instability, with successive military regimes ruling the country for much of the next two decades. This era saw frequent changes in leadership, with coups and counter-coups becoming a recurring feature of Ghanaian politics. Economically, the coup disrupted Nkrumah's ambitious development plans and had far-reaching consequences for Ghana's economy. Nkrumah's administration had pursued an agenda for industrialization and infrastructure development, funded in part by loans from foreign creditors. However, the post-coup period witnessed economic downturns and setbacks in development projects. The lack of political stability deterred foreign investment and contributed to a deadline in economic growth. Additionally, the new military regimes often implemented short-sighted economic policies that prioritized immediate gains over long-term sustainability, further exacerbating economic challenges. Socially, the aftermath of the coup brought about changes in Ghanaian society and political culture. The suppression of political dissent and the curtailment of civil liberties under successive military regimes led to a climate of fear and repression. Opposition to the ruling authorities was met with harsh crackdowns, including arbitrary arrests, censorship, and human rights abuses. The erosion of democratic norms and the consolidation of authoritarian rule had long-lasting implications for Ghana's political culture, fostering a climate of mistrust and political apathy among the populace. Internationally, the coup reshaped Ghana's foreign policy orientation and its position within the global community. Under Nkrumah's leadership, Ghana had been a leading voice in the Pan-Africanist movement and had pursued a policy of non-alignment in the Cold War. However, The post-coup government moved away from Nkrumah's vision of African unity and sought closer ties with Western powers, particularly the United States and Britain. This shift in foreign policy alignment had implications for Ghana's diplomatic relations and its role in regional and international affairs. In conclusion, the 1966 coup in Ghana was a complex and multifaceted event that reflected the country's socio-political dynamics at the time. While the coup removed Nkrumah from power and ushered in a new era of governance, it also left a legacy of political instability, economic challenges, and social divisions that continue to shape Ghana's trajectory to this day.